Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Monday on March 10, 2025.
Impact of bird flu on U.S. poultry and egg prices. The bird flu outbreak has created a crisis in the U.S. poultry industry, resulting in the deaths of over 166 million birds since 2022. This has led to a sudden spike in egg prices, leaving many consumers concerned about their grocery bills. As of March 9, 2025, the federal government is struggling to control the outbreak. While the health risk to the public remains low, worries about food security are growing. To address this, safety protocols are being implemented, including removing sick birds to protect both poultry and public health. News outlets like NBC News are covering these rising concerns. The bird flu outbreak not only affects the poultry industry, but also raises important questions about the future of our food supply. What does this mean for your breakfast table?
Syria's call for peace amid rising violence. Syrian leader Ahmed Shirah is urging for peace as violence escalates, resulting in around 1,000 deaths, including 745 civilians, 125 security forces, and 148 fighters loyal to former President Bashar al-Assad. This surge marks one of the deadliest periods in the 13-year civil war that began in 2011. Recent clashes have mainly involved Assad loyalists and new Islamist rulers who took power after his ousting in December 2022. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that violence has persisted for 4 days, particularly affecting the coastal cities of Latakia, Jabla, and Baniyas. Shirah emphasizes the need for national unity and warns against rising sectarian tensions that could further destabilize the country. The conflict has drawn in various international players, with Western countries, Arab states, and Turkey supporting the rebels, while Russia and Iran back Assad. The European Union has condemned the violence against civilians and actions undermining stability in Syria. The ongoing fighting has led to revenge killings and significant damage to infrastructure, worsening the humanitarian crisis in the region.
Trump's TikTok sale talks amid security concerns. On March 9, 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump announced he is in talks with four groups about selling TikTok, the popular social media app owned by ByteDance. This decision comes as worries grow over user data privacy and safety. A new law requires ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a ban in the U.S. To facilitate negotiations, Trump signed an order delaying the law's enforcement by 75 days. Analysts estimate TikTok's value at around $50 billion, with former Los Angeles Dodgers owner Frank McCourt showing interest in buying it. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact U.S.-China relations and the perception of other Chinese tech companies in the U.S. It's important for users and stakeholders to stay informed about how these changes may affect their data privacy and the social media landscape.
Arrest of Palestinian student sparks controversy. Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian graduate student at Columbia University, was arrested by U.S. immigration agents on March 9, 2025. Known for his involvement in pro-Palestinian demonstrations, Khalil's arrest is part of a wider effort by the Trump administration to control individuals seen as supporting anti-Israel activism. This crackdown follows increased protests after the Hamas attack on Israel in October 2023, leading to serious political turmoil. Khalil, who holds a U.S. permanent residency green card, was taken from his university residence, leaving his wife a U.S. citizen 8 months pregnant. The student workers of Columbia Labor Union condemned the arrest, calling it a violation of political speech. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced plans to revoke visas and green cards for those supporting Hamas, although no formal charges have been filed against Khalil. This incident marks one of the first actions by the Trump administration since returning to office in January 2025, targeting foreign students involved in the pro-Palestinian movement. Columbia University has faced scrutiny, losing about $400 million in government contracts due to claims of anti-Semitic harassment on campus. The ongoing protests highlight a growing anti-war movement focused on social justice and political expression, revealing tensions around immigration policy and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Musk, Rubio, and Sikorsky discuss Starlink's role in Ukraine. On March 9, 2025, a vital online discussion took place with tech billionaire Elon Musk, Senator Marco Rubio, and Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski. They talked about Starlink, Musk's satellite internet service, which is crucial for the Ukrainian military amid the ongoing conflict with Russia. Musk warned that without Starlink, the Ukrainian army could face serious challenges. Sikorski raised concerns about SpaceX's reliability, mentioning that Poland spends around $50 million each year on Starlink for Ukraine. He suggested that Poland might need to look for alternatives if Starlink fails. Rubio responded by emphasizing that there have been no threats to cut off Ukraine's access to the service, highlighting its importance for Ukraine's defense against Russian aggression. This conversation underscores the complex ties between technology and international relations, raising important questions about accountability in modern warfare.
EU finance ministers discuss defense funding strategies. On March 10, 2025, finance ministers from the European Union will meet in Brussels, Belgium, to tackle crucial funding strategies for defense initiatives. With rising security concerns due to Russia's actions in Ukraine, Polish Finance Minister Andrzej Domański will lead discussions on creating a reliable funding framework to boost European defense capabilities. The ministers are considering a bold proposal to raise 150 billion euros, or about $163 billion, from the EU budget to finance defense projects. They will also explore using EU cohesion funds for projects that serve both civilian and military needs. Another key topic will be adjusting EU fiscal rules, allowing member states to increase defense spending by 1.5% of their GDP each year for 4 years without penalties. This flexibility is essential as Europe reassesses its defense strategies in light of ongoing conflicts. How will these funding strategies reshape the future of European security?
Legal challenges for President Yoon Suk-yeol. Prosecutors in Seoul are pursuing a conviction against President Yoon Suk-yeol for rebellion, despite a recent court ruling that ordered his release from detention. Prosecutor General Shim Woo-young respects the court's decision but disagrees with its conclusion that the indictment was filed too late, making Yoon's detention illegal. Since February 20, 2025, Yoon has faced accusations of declaring military rule on December 3, 2022, which lasted only 6 hours. His legal team argues these accusations are politically motivated and lack justification. The Constitutional Court will soon decide whether to uphold Yoon's impeachment or remove him from office permanently. If he is removed, a new presidential election will take place within 60 days. Yoon's declaration aimed to combat what he called anti-state elements, but was quickly rejected by the National Assembly. The recent decision to cancel Yoon's arrest warrant has sparked mixed reactions among the public and political parties. What does this mean for South Korea's political future?
Climate United Fund takes legal action over environmental funding. Climate United Fund, an environmental nonprofit, has launched a legal action against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, and Citibank. They are seeking to reclaim about $7 billion of a total $20 billion in funding that has been frozen, money intended for solar energy projects and other vital environmental initiatives. The organization argues that the EPA has blocked Citibank from releasing these essential funds, which were approved by President Joe Biden's administration, affecting communities that rely on these projects. This lawsuit highlights the ongoing clash between the Biden and Trump administrations over environmental policies. Climate United Fund was chosen for the EPA's National Clean Investment Fund program in April 2024, aimed at supporting renewable energy across the U.S. The funding freeze is seen as a major obstacle to environmental progress. The case could have significant implications for future environmental funding and policy in the United States.
Philippines asserts sovereignty in the South China Sea. On March 10, 2025, the Philippines took a strong stand for its sovereignty in the South China Sea. This came after Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi suggested that outside influences were shaping the Philippines' actions. The Philippines firmly rejected this claim, emphasizing that its decisions are based solely on national interests. The South China Sea is a crucial area, rich in resources and vital for global shipping, with both China and the Philippines asserting their claims. In 2016, the Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled that China's extensive claims have no legal basis, a decision China has consistently ignored. To promote transparency about China's activities, the Philippines is taking bold steps, including embedding journalists on maritime patrols. Country is urging other nations to exercise care to prevent rising tensions, as this ongoing dispute has significant effects on regional stability and international relations, especially concerning China's ties with Southeast Asian nations and the United States.
Gold prices rise amid U.S. dollar decline. Gold prices skyrocketed on March 10, 2025, as the U.S. dollar weakened, creating a wave of global uncertainty. Spot gold reached $2,911.71 per ounce, while U.S. gold futures climbed to $2,917.90. With a dollar index at a four-month low, gold became more affordable for international buyers, boosting demand for this safe haven asset. Investors are eagerly anticipating upcoming CPI and PPI data, which will provide crucial insights into inflation and economic growth. These figures are key to understanding the Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions. Although higher interest rates typically make gold less appealing, current market conditions have turned it into a strong safeguard against political risks and inflation. Kyle Rada, a financial market analyst at Capital.com, highlighted rising concerns about economic growth and uncertainties in U.S. foreign policy. As geopolitical tensions continue to shape market sentiment, gold remains a top choice for investors seeking stability in these unpredictable times. How might these changes impact your investments?
Mark Carney, a potential prime minister for Canada. Mark Carney, a key player in global finance and former governor of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, is being considered as a potential prime minister of Canada. This comes as Canada faces serious trade issues due to tariffs from the United States under President Donald Trump. At 59, Carney is seen as a political outsider, having never held elected office, yet he has gained support from party members. With Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's approval rating slipping, discussions about his future are heating up. The next federal election is set for October 20, 2025, where Carney could lead the Liberal Party against the Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre. Carney's experience in crisis management and economic policy will be crucial as he addresses public concerns about the economy and trade relations with the U.S. His strategies for handling tariffs and diversifying trade partnerships will be closely watched as the political landscape evolves.
Rising tensions over undersea cable damage. Tensions are boiling over in the Taiwan Strait and the Baltic Sea as incidents of undersea cable damage raise serious concerns of sabotage. On March 10, 2025, Taiwanese officials captured the Hongtai 58, a cargo ship from Togo, suspected of deliberately cutting a telecom cable. Investigators believe China may have used the ship as part of a covert strategy that involves aggressive actions without declaring war. Since 2023, there have been at least 11 reported cases of cable damage around Taiwan and an equal number in the Baltic Sea, with suspicions pointing toward China or Russia, although some incidents are attributed to natural causes. In January 2025, NATO launched Baltic Sentry to boost surveillance in the Baltic Sea, yet no specific retaliatory actions against China or Russia have been announced. The European Commission is working on a roadmap for sanctions against unidentified hostile actors involved in these incidents. The Hongtai 58 incident follows the detention of another vessel, the Shunxing 39 from Cameroon, suspected of damaging the Trans-Pacific Express cable. Despite evidence suggesting sabotage, European investigators faced diplomatic hurdles when probing the Chinese-flagged Yiping 3, linked to severing two telecom cables in November 2024. As these incidents continue, NATO is committed to strengthening its defense in the region, highlighting the ongoing geopolitical tensions surrounding vital undersea infrastructure.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.